Glenn Kelly.
You can see their hardwood floors throughout the home. Is that Glenn Kelly?
Hey, Glenn.
Glenn is broker of record of Glenn Kelly Real Estate. Glenn's experience and determination makes him a top-producing realtor year after year. Whether residential or commercial, buying or selling, there's no one like Glenn Kelly.
I'm Glenn Kelly, and I want to be your realtor.
All right, fantastic. Welcome to the second edition of Tycoon Takeover. I am your host, Glenn Kelly, and I am also the owner and broker of record of Glenn Kelly Real Estate. You know, in this amazing world, it is crazy to announce that the last episode drew about 10,000 listeners for the first edition of Tycoon Takeover. So I'm truly blessed. I want to thank everyone out there for tuning in. You know, I cannot thank you enough to make a monumental stance that 10,000 viewers is absolutely unbelievable. I am truly humbled and truly blessed, and I do want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. Now, this show has already superseded anyone's expectations, and just like everything that we do here, it's completely innovation. You know, you have to be innovative and think outside the box every day here. So, and that's what makes Glenn Kelly Real Estate different than the so-called vanilla, like every other real estate company. We do things completely different than norm. And it takes a strong leader to push any company into another stratosphere. And that is exactly what I did and what I continue to do on a daily basis here at Glenn Kelly Real Estate, and also bring it to you with Tycoon Takeover. You know, when I was interviewed maybe a year or so ago with Judy Franco from New Jersey 101.5, New Jersey's largest radio station, you know, I said then, and I still stand firm today, that we are not the norm. We are above the average real estate company. And definitely when you hear the term vanilla, there's so many choices nowadays of who you want to band together with to buy and sell real estate in New Jersey. You know, but you have to be able to go with a company that is going to go outside the box. And that is where I always say again, we started the real estate revolution and we do things outside the box. And in the interim doing that, we spend a ton of money doing just that, thinking and marketing outside the box. So yes, this bold, iconic, flamboyant real estate broker is the man that markets like no other realtor in history. Point blank, it's undisputable. I have been truly blessed to have been a part of so many memories and monumental moments and accomplishments over the years, thanks to branding Glenn Kelly Real Estate with icons throughout. I mean, we're talking icons, the celebrities, just unbelievable names. And when you take Glenn Kelly Real Estate, you put it on TV, radio, billboards, magazines, newspapers, you name it, Glenn Kelly Real Estate has been there and done that. That's what makes us different, and that's what makes us stand outside from being plain old vanilla. Now, no matter if you like the bold, stylish marketing or you like that commitment to our excellent involvement in charity, Glenn Kelly Real Estate is absolutely proud to say that we have the highest social media score of any real estate company on the planet, bar none, indisputable. Our followers on social media exploded. Special thanks to our sponsors with our awesome charitable events and with our consistent giving back to our community, which is huge here at Glenn Kelly Real Estate. Now, over the past couple of years, we had the privilege and honor of joining forces and taking Glenn Kelly Real Estate into another stratosphere with people like NFL superstars, the international band Hoobastank, WWE and TNA icons like Lita, Kurt Angle, the Million Dollar Man Ted DiBiase, Roberts, Tatanka, TNA's legend, Robbie E. You got Men on a Mission's Oscar. You have Mick Foley. The list goes on and on and on. And these strategic charitable partnerships and sponsorships helped Glenn Kelly Real Estate build this amazing online presence. And that also helps us get in and be able to market properties better than any other real estate company on the planet. So Tycoon Takeover broadcasts every single Tuesday night, as I said on the last edition. And we are going to conduct live forums right here. We're going to talk about real estate, money, selling your home, which, by the way, if you do want to buy or sell, you know who you got to call, baby. 732-244-0567 or visit us online at www.glennkelly.com and get yourself in. Get yourself into the greatest real estate company on the planet, bar none. Yes, that was a huge plug. Now, we're also going to talk about life, success, relationships, charity. Pretty much anything that you want to talk about is fair game here. Now, we're always going to have special guests join us weekly, and our goal here is not just to spread the word on Glenn Kelly Real Estate, taking over New Jersey, as we are, but we want to focus on our community involvement and our charitable events that we produce every single year. So each and every week, we will absolutely be positively no holds barred. Listeners can ask any question they desire about my company, my agents, myself personally. You can ask success tips, finance and real estate questions. You name it, it's on the table, baby. Anything goes. So now that we got all of the logistics out of the way, let's start this, baby, and move forward with episode 2, Coon Takeover. And I got to tell you, we got an awesome, awesome show tonight. Let me first cue up my first guest. Now, I've known this guy for over 20 years. This guy is an absolute true entertainment guru, icon in the field. If you mention entertainment, this guy's name comes to mind. Now, primarily, he's in the nightclub and bar scene at the Jersey Shore, and all the record books in history are going to note this celebrity as an icon, an absolute icon in the entertainment field. Because no matter what club you visited, his name is synonymous with a great time. He's been emceeing in bars and nightclubs at the Jersey Shore for eons. His personality personifies laughter, fun, happiness, and just a great time in general. There's no way you can go out and spend some time with this gentleman and not have a good time. It's just not comprehensible. So you heard him on the microphone for years, and now he's here on Tycoon Takeover. And please help me welcome Jersey Shore's most well-known MC of all time. MC BJ, are you there, baby?
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Oh, boy. Let me tell you something. It is a honor and a privilege to have you on the show, baby.
Well, buddy, I feel the same way. Like I said, we've been friends for 20 years, and I appreciate everything you do for the Jersey Shore, and you can always count on me. You know, I got your back, buddy.
Oh, man, I know that. I tell you what, most people don't notice, but BJ, this guy is a philanthropist. He's not going to take credit for it, but I'm going to give him all the credit in the world. I came up to BJ and I'm like, hey, BJ, listen, I'm having this gigantic, huge charity event at the Jersey Shore, Eternal Tranquility, Dreams Come True. And it's going to be at the Beachcomber Bar and Grill in Seaside. And I'm looking to have you help me run this whole thing with Mike Carbone. What's up, Mike? And it's going to be an iconic, absolutely unbelievable charity event. And MC BJ in 2 seconds was like, you name the time and place and I'm there. Isn't that true, BJ?
That is true, buddy. We had such a beautiful event. The smiles on the kids' face was awesome. The wrestlers were great. We just had so much fun all day, right into the night, if you remember.
Let me tell you something. I tell you what, BJ was there from start to finish. That man showed up, and I know BJ doesn't like to take a lot of credit. He didn't know I was going to plug him like this, but this guy, you know, I thank him from the bottom of my heart. I came there. He didn't even know what he was getting involved in, and he was there from morning till night. And it was a really iconic event where the Dreams Come True charity kids got to meet and greet. I mean, I'm talking superstars. Like, for example, when you see Kurt Angle, he at the time, mm-hmm. he was the TNA World Heavyweight Champion.
And that's correct. That's correct.
Don't get me wrong. He couldn't man up to MCBJ. But he was there. He was there doing his thing. And BJ was super instrumental in helping put all of that together. So big kudos to MCBJ, because it was
absolutely phenomenal. Well, Glenn, I just want to say thank you, man. Thank you for involving me. And just seeing the kids' face and everyone's face, not just the kids, man. It was such a great day to see people have that much fun. And you like you, I love the Jersey Shore, man. Absolutely love it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I tell you what, we have a lot of memories, BJ. Yeah, I got a couple questions for you because, you know, our friendship goes back over 20 years, and now I'm dating myself. And I'm dating you too, baby.
That's okay. I took my years, baby. I took my years.
I got a couple questions for you because, you know, everyone knows you as this rock star when you go visit a Jersey Shore establishment, and you're that guy, the guy who makes any promotional event blast into another stratosphere. So, maybe our listeners want to just a couple questions that I got over last week when I started plugging you to be on the show was people really want to find out about the man himself. So basically, when did you start emceeing?
I started emceeing on the Jersey Shore about 1991.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, 91 up in Red Bank, a little place called Stevie Jeebies. I started there with a couple of friends of mine. And I just, you know, I've been doing it all my life, but at the Jersey Shore in 91. And Glenn, I'm telling you, I just fell in love with the Jersey Shore, man.
Oh, yeah. There's not one club that me and my friends went to when you were hosting and seeing that night. There's not one club that wasn't hopping. I mean, you helped me remember MCBJ because there's, I mean, I know you were back. I'm predating this, but back in the day, I think you had Club Excess. I think you had Bamboo, the Beach Club. I mean, you helped me. What are some of the big ones that you
Club
remember?
Club Bermuda, Spicy. I do two tonight at Stone Fire Grill. I do Bar Bingo over there. It is so much fun. The people are awesome. And it's just a great, great Tuesday night. 8 to 10, anybody can come. There's prizes. There's games, and there's just great, great food. You got to get over here.
So now, wait a minute.
Keep going.
So you're doing that every, what was the date?
Every Tuesday night, Stone Fire Grill down in Beechwood.
Nice.
Stone
Fire Grill.
Stone Fire Grill,
yeah. Yeah, that's actually right down the street from the Glenn Kelly Real Estate
office. Yes, it's the old high velocity. Yes, that's correct,
Glenn. Nice. Well, I tell
but
you what,
have,
that's
you
a,
did the place. It looks good, man.
Oh no, I've been in there. It's absolutely a beautiful establishment, and everyone, you have to go in there because if you are in the minority who hasn't been able to listen to BJ on a microphone, you are missing out because you don't get the true effect. You can't get the true effect on the radio right now. You got to be able to listen to him live. Because he's able to take a crowd. This man could go into a church and have everyone jump off their seats. That's the spirit behind. No, I'm not kidding, BJ. You know that.
Thank you, Glenn. But you know what? I love it. It's not even the job. I just got a big voice, and when I get a microphone, and I see everybody having a good time. I just love what I do, you know, and I'll do it anywhere and for as long as I can. You know what I mean?
Do you remember a club that's no longer there anymore? It was in Neptune, the Polo Club.
Oh, my God, yes.
I was waiting for the iconic phrase, oh, my God. Those were some good times.
Yeah, the Polo Club, Friday nights, man. It was awesome. The Polo Club, the headliner. Do you remember the Tides?
Yes, I do. How could you forget?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm telling you right now, these young kids, they're having a good time. But those clubs were the best of the best, man.
I haven't seen clubbing since days back then, and they were absolutely off the hook. Not only the establishment itself, but it's all about, you have to have someone on the microphone that's running
Thank
the
you.
Whole show. And that's where MC BJ came into play. Now, BJ, it's rumored, and it's not signed and inked, but it's rumored that there's this gigantic, gigantic wrestling event coming up at Soulstational, and that's in July. And I know you only heard little tidbits, but it's rumored. It is rumored that the man himself, MC BJ, might, I don't want to say will, but might be making an appearance.
It would be my pleasure. If you're running, Glenn, count me on board, buddy. I got whatever you need me for, I am there. I had so much fun last year down in the Beachcomber, man. And if that's any indication of what you do, oh, count me in.
That's what I like to hear. And I tell you what, I might need some backup, baby. So I might have to have you in the ring, baby. All right? So we'll see. We'll talk about that.
You know what? I might just do it just for you, buddy. Just for you.
Well, if there's one man that I want on my side, it's MC BJ. But let me ask you this.
Well, I'm always on your side, buddy.
Let me ask you this, BJ. I know you're busy. You got a lot of things going on. Is there anything that you would like to leave our listeners with? I know you've been involved with so many, not only charitable events over the years, so many gigantic events at nightclubs galore. I mean, if you take the Jersey Shore, you can't have the Jersey Shore. Forget the TV show that was once on MTV. You can't have the Jersey Shore without MC BJ. So is there anything that you would... It's all true, and you know that. Is there anything that you could leave our followers with, maybe like to take your whole career that you've been doing?
The only thing I could say, dude, is when you come down to the Jersey Shore, just enjoy it, respect it, and just have a lot of fun. And it is one of a kind. I'm telling you, I've been here for 20-plus years, and I thank God for the career I've had at the Jersey Shore. It is a true love of mine, true love. So just come. Enjoy yourself, have fun, and just respect the shore, because you know what it is? It's one big family. That's all we are, dude.
Awesome. Absolutely, positively awesome. I tell you what, BJ, thank you from the bottom of my heart for every single thing that you do, baby. And thank you for being on tonight's show, and thank you for just being the man of the hour. I really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure, buddy, and we're just getting started.
You got it, my friend.
Okay.
You'll definitely hear from me soon, baby. Thank you for calling in.
Hey, congratulations, man. Congratulations on your radio show, and congratulations on your business ventures. And I love you, buddy, and I'll talk to you soon.
You got it, my friend. Thank you again.
Take care, buddy.
All right, so that was MC BJ. I mean, if you don't know him, you really got to come out to the shore and visit an establishment where he's working, because he absolutely positively personifies a great time. And not only that, he would be the first one to tell you that when you're down here at the Jersey Shore and you're looking to buy and sell, the only guy you got to call is Glenn Kelly Real Estate. Do the right thing. 732-244-0567. Or visit www.glennkelly.com and get yourself a realtor that knows real estate. Pardon the pun from one of my investors, Keith, out there. If you're listening, baby, you know I love you. He came up with a slogan a couple of years ago, and he was like, and it really caught on. And he was like, Glenn, you are the realtor that knows real estate. So I don't want to steal his trademark. But if he's listening, we may have him on the show one day, because he is he's like the man of the hour, when especially a good time and whatnot. He's super funny and whatnot. So if we could get him on the show, that would be an absolute blast. So, yeah, his name is Keith. Keith, I know you're listening, baby. We'll get you on. But with MC BJ, absolutely great to have him on. He did come out for the big event over at the Beachcomber Bar and Grill. And I do want to say a special thank you to Michael Carbone, the owner of the Beachcomber Bar and Grill in Seaside. Because I tell you, we couldn't do the things we wanted to do unless we had a tag team partner like Michael Carbone. He was absolutely phenomenal. He came in there and he was able to set up with us the whole event for eternal tranquility and dreams come true. And on top of everything, he stayed the whole day and the whole night. He was intricately involved with seeing all the kids meet their favorite icons and wrestlers and all that. And with all saying that, Michael Carbone, really the Eternal Tranquility and the Dreams Come True charity, reach epic proportions on that day. So a big kudos to Michael Carbone. And I don't want to let the cat out of the bag, but Michael Carbone will be appearing on Tycoon Takeover. Not going to release the date yet. You know, my people are calling his people, and then his people are getting back to my people. But we are going to make it happen, and we're going to have Michael Carbone call in on one of the shows, and I will let you know soon. But he's an actual, he is a legend, and he works intricately with MCBJ. And like I said, if you haven't seen him yet, you got to get out. So he's going to be at the Stonefire Grill over here in Beachwood, and they're a great little establishment. Matter of fact, I'm going to go hit that up on Tuesday. I don't know when he's starting or whatnot, but I may go hit that before the show kicks off. Now, let me move on. And BJ, if you're still listening, thank you so much. Really, truly, from the bottom of my heart, thanks for giving us the time here on Tycoon Takeover. Now, moving on, my next guest is by far amazing. This gentleman shares a love for charity. And every time I need a DJ to help me with one of my charity events, this is my go-to guy. All the time, 24/7. His love and passion for music is absolutely unparalleled in the industry. He's so near and dear to my heart. This man just recently helped me host a big Santa Pets event for the Popcorn Park Zoo charity, and he's also helped at my company's holiday party. And let me tell you, the man is just absolutely, absolutely positively amazing. He's always there for you when you need him. Please welcome Jersey Shore's own DJ Bob. DJ Bob, are you there, baby?
Glenn Kelly, I'm here, my man. How are you tonight?
What's up, baby? I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Listen, I got to congratulate you. 10,000 listeners last week. That was absolutely incredible. God bless you. I'm proud of you. Very proud of you.
Well, you know what we're doing, DJ Bob? We're going into another stratosphere, as you know. And, you know, 10,000 listeners, by the time we start talking about 6 months, I hope to say 500,000 listeners.
I was looking for the million. The millions, the millions. Oh, we've heard that before.
The millions, and you know it's coming, baby.
Absolutely. Real quick, I just want to give a shout-out to my man, BJ. BJ and I have worked at Jersey Shore for so long. And you're right. The amount of energy he brings into a room is incredible.
Yeah, it's absolutely. Were you able to hear him on the radio before?
Absolutely. I listened to the whole thing.
Yeah, I tell you what, MCBJ is, and I'm sure you would coincide, DJ Bob. He's just one in a million.
Absolutely. There are very few people I've seen at the Jersey Shore who can do what he does. He walks among legends. There's three people I can think of. My roommate, Johnny D, who was one of the first MCs at the Jersey Shore, he's having surgery today. Props out to him. Hope he does well. B2B, Diamond Dallas Page, who I'm sure you're familiar with, and BJ. Those are the top guys who have ever rocked the Jersey Shore.
Don't make me bring Diamond Dallas Page on the show, baby, because I could do it. You know Glenn Kelly could do it.
Absolutely, my man, absolutely.
But, Bob, let me say this. I want to thank you for always being there for myself and Glenn Kelly Real Estate. But the bond and the friendship that we have is insurmountable. And I'm truly blessed to have you as a friend. I want you to know that. And what I want to do is I want you to tell me, Bob, about yourself and your company, please.
We just got back into the business after a 9-year hiatus. I was in retail for 9 years, but I've been doing this since 1983. And when I got out, I thought it was time to let the young bucks take over. And what I missed more than anything else was putting a smile on people's faces. You know, when you're doing retail, and I was retail management, you deal with anger issues all day long. Everybody's just mad at you. But when you're at disc jockey, you can put a smile on people's faces. You talk about charity. One of the things I used to do was working with handicapped children at Christmas time, and it was nothing better
nice.
Than seeing a smile on their face when Santa Claus comes out. We used to do it at the Brick Elks right behind Stop and Shop. Unbelievable.
And how long did you do that for?
I would say you have to give back
for?
To your community.
And
we did
how
that
long
for a couple of years.
For? Nice.
Probably about 3 or 4 years. About 3 or 4 years, we were solid. And then they changed committees, and I think they stopped doing it for a while. I don't even know if they still do it.
So now, how long have you been DJing total?
1983. It's a
wow.
long time.
How about that? How about that? Me and BJ were talking about dating ourselves. How about you too, baby?
Listen, I sat there listening to you. I go, those guys are puppies. You know, I've seen a lot of people come through. And you make friends. You know, a lot of people knock the Jersey Shore, and sometimes they're right. You know, but when it comes to the bar business, I've learned that I've made some very, very good friends there, lifelong friends. You know, great times, absolutely great times.
So now, where are some of the places that we could catch you live in the mix?
In the wintertime, we've been doing 21 South over in Jackson, New Jersey, on Hope Chapel Road. That's our winter home. And very soon, we'll be doing the Beachcomber. As a matter of fact, Polar Bear Plunge coming up February 20th.
Yeah, we're actually going to be...
We're actually going to be
involved with the Polar Bear Plunge. We're going to be talking about that later on in the show for a little bit.
Sweet. So once again, we'll be working together.
Yeah. It just seems that way. It just seems.
We do.
We're coming together.
I hate to make the wrestling reference, but, you know, I tell people out there right now, whether you're selling your house, buying a house, or whether you want to be entertained by me or my partner, Walter Melkovitz, 3 things you're looking for: hustle, loyalty, and respect. And those are the things you get out of Glenn Kelly and myself.
Absolutely. I couldn't have said that better myself, my man.
It's true. I mean, I heard you earlier, and I'm like, wow.
So now are you guys performing at the Beachcomber, or are you starting at the Polar Bear Plunge in February?
We'll be back at the Beachcomber in February. We've done a couple of spots. We did New Year's Eve at Beachcomber, which was absolutely incredible.
Yeah, I would love to hear about it. Can you tell us a little bit about what transpired on New Year's Eve?
We worked with the Flying Mueller Brothers, who they've been at the Jersey Shore for a mighty long time also. And that staff at the Beachcomber is so great. They just put on a great time. Michael Carbone is always a top-notch host. Yeah, it was just unreal. There was about 500 people, and everybody just rocked out. It was nice. Everybody was polite. Everybody smiled all night long. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, my apologies, but I couldn't make it there.
Next year. Next year you will.
I actually have sinus surgery done. Otherwise, I would have been there. But let me tell you, I might be coming this year, baby. Then it will be
better.
Off the hook.
Beachcomber is our home away from home.
Yeah, I tell you what, every event that I've done with, you were listening earlier, like you said, I was plugging Michael Carbone, because that man is a rock star genius. And not only that, he's a great friend to yourself and myself and MCBJ. But we're going to be doing some pretty interesting charity events with Michael. Michael's going to come on the show in the near future. But every single time we talk about Michael, you guys have been intricately involved with the Beachcomber for a long time now, right?
We've been rocking the Beachcomber for quite a while. You know, it's one of the places we love best. There's 2 places in Seaside Heights that I've always called home, and the Beachcomber is one of them. The other one, I'll give a shout-out to the Bamboo Bar. We always say, when you're bamboo for life. And it's the same way at the Beachcomber. You're always welcome. Whether you work there or whether you're a guest hanging out for that night, you are always, always welcome.
Yeah, I tell you what, it's been a long time since Glenn Kelly hit the Bamboo Bar.
they're a little young over there these days, but we have a good time with them. We're always there in the summertime on Saturday nights.
Okay, well, there's a huge one. And I tell you what, for the listeners – if you haven't been able to catch DJ Bob in action, this guy and his buddy Walter, if you have not been able to catch them in action, they're absolutely spectacular. And I tell you, they're also always in mind for charity and whatnot with my company. And that's why I love them, because these guys are just not your standard DJs all about the dollar signs and the bookings. These guys love dollars and they love booking, but on the outside of that, they're also right there when you need them if the cause is to benefit something fantastic. And that's why I love DJ Bob.
Absolutely, my friend. I love the Jersey Shore. I've lived down here since 1977, and I couldn't imagine living anywhere else, even though I'm freezing tonight. I would love to be in San Diego, where it's about 72 degrees. But you know what? Before I came on your show, I was a little down and out. I'm like, oh, it's so cold. And I went onto my Facebook page, and I pulled up the pictures from summertime, and I said, that's not too far away.
You know, I just saw your post before we went live here, and I got to tell you, awesome pictures, because if you're going to California, I'm going to go down to the Bahamas, because that's where I want to go. Chill out for a little bit.
I would love to, but again, I would be homesick. You know, this is my home, the Jersey Shore, and that's why I like the charity events. You have to give back. You know, if you live in a community, the community gives to you every day. So if you have the opportunity to give back, I believe that you should do that.
Now, and that's what you have done for Eternal Tranquility Yoga and Dreams Come True. You have done it just like MCBJ. You have done it just like Michael Carbone. And you have done it for all these other wrestling icons that have branded and came out for Glenn Kelly Real Estate. And for that, I tell you, I just really want to truly thank you, not only for coming on tonight's show, DJ Bob, but also just for your friendship, your constant dedication, and your constant branding with Glenn Kelly Real Estate. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. I really want to say thank you.
Glenn, I appreciate that a lot. Coming from you always puts a smile on my face. It'll get me through these winter nights. And we have a lot of good times ahead, whether it's a paid event or a charity event. You know, we'll always walk and stand side by side, and everybody will see what the two best people in Ocean County can do.
You got it, baby. Hey, listen, thank you so much for coming on tonight's show. You know I love you, baby. DJ Bob, if you want to plug your website, go right on ahead, my man.
Actually, we have a Facebook page, Bob Labaceta Facebook. We're working on a new website, so we haven't gotten that up quite yet. But when we do, I'll pop back on your show, and we'll get that up and running, and we'll hit it. Stacy, I know you're listening in. Thank you, honey. I love you, too. You guys are the best. Thank you for the interview tonight.
All right, you guys. Have a great night. Thank you so much, baby.
You too. Rock on, baby.
Thank you. All right, so that was DJ Bob. And let me tell you something. That guy is a class act all around. Not just because of his charitable efforts and whatnot, but he's just always, always on par, and he's always there for you, no matter what. Even at some of these paid gigs and whatnot that he gets himself involved with at all these clubs, just like MCBJ, both of them have that synergistic effect to get on a microphone and blow it up. I mean, don't get me wrong, they're probably not getting millions, well, thousands right now, but millions soon of listeners like Tycoon Takeover. You heard me right, baby. But they are able to get on the mic. You go out with your friends, your family, your colleagues, you're trying to have a great time, and DJ Bob and MCBJ will absolutely blow your mind and take you into another stratosphere. So big kudos to DJ Bob. And my next guests are actually going to be coming on in just a little bit, and I do want to mention that we are going to be doing another charity event. We're going to talk about it later on in the show, but one of my agents, Holly Nitto, she's actually going to be involved in the Polar Bear Plunge that's coming up in Seaside Heights, and that's going to be, I believe it's February 20th in Seaside Heights, but we're going to get more information from Stacy, one of our agents here, Stacy Angus. She's a New Jersey licensed sales associate, and she is also very, very much integrated with the charitable events here, and that's her title and whatnot. But we'll talk to her later about this particular event and what's going on. But I do want to say that when I originally started the Tycoon Takeover, and I had multiple people calling in and trying to get on the show and whatnot, I do want to say that, yes, we are open for anyone that wants to come on the show and wants to, especially local business owners that want to come on the show and pretty much brand themselves to get out here in front of a large audience. And hey, if you're about giving back to the community and whatnot, this is the show to be on. This is the show to be able to broadcast yourself and to be able to take your business to a new level. You know, so this is what you want to be on. So if there's any particular business out there that wants to get themselves involved, this is probably what it's going to be. So right now, let me just bring on Stacy Angus. She is the Assistant Director of Charitable Affairs here at Glen Kelly Real Estate. And like I said, she's also a licensed sales associate that can help you buy and sell real estate anywhere in New Jersey. She is the woman of the hour, and she is a master at buying and selling. Stacy, are you there?
Yes. Hi, Glenn.
All right. How you making out?
Good, good. How are you?
Yeah, I want to just see, I mean, we have our switchboard actually lit up here tonight. So I just want to see who we have and see if we have my friends here, Danny and Sarah. Just give me 1 second, please.
Okay.
Danny and Sarah, are you there?
Hey, Glenn, how you doing? It's Dan.
Yes.
All right, my friend, hold on 1 second, please.
No problem.
Yeah. My next two guests are dear friends of mine, and a little background on them first. I've known one of them since from back in kindergarten, and that definitely, we're doing a lot of dating ourselves tonight on this show. But my man Dan fell happily ever after in love with his wife Sarah, and they're going to be our next guests on the program. You know, and I kept in touch with Dan over the years and whatnot. And then we finally caught back up with each other back at Water Street in Tom's River last year. And it was absolutely great to see him. He always looked great, and him and his wife are always smiling. They're such an amazing couple. Well, we did a lot of real estate stuff together, too, and we sold a property in Beechwood and whatnot. And I helped pretty much help them out, move a property on them, move on with their lives and whatnot. And, of course, without a doubt, Glen Kelly Real Estate took that listing and we sold it. We got the job done. We made it happen quickly. But besides real estate, these two are amazing friends of mine. They're unbelievable parents. I have always stood by their side, and they stand by my side. They're at all my company events and whatnot. They're absolutely amazing. I love them both. Ladies and gentlemen, Danny and Sarah Venezia, are you there, baby?
We are, man. How are you?
Hi.
All right. How you guys making out? Stacy's on as well.
Hi, Stacy.
Hello. How are you?
Glenn, I got to say, those were some very kind words.
You know they're all true, baby. They are all true, every one of them.
It's all love.
Now, I just saw Dan over at the what was it? You know, I rarely get a chance to go to the Home Depot because my schedule is absolutely nuts. But I had to go in there, and I don't even forget what it was. But like I was telling Dan, I ran into him in the parking lot. It was like last week or the week before. And I was just like, you know, you're running into a place, and you're supposed to be in there for 5 minutes. And I ran in there, and like 20 people are stopping talking to me. And I was like, I got to get out of here. And then I'm leaving, and then I ran into Danny in the parking lot or whatnot. Yeah. But it was absolutely great to see you. How are you guys liking this bitter cold weather going on?
Oh, it's great. Can't beat it, right? You got to love New Jersey. 2 weeks ago, it's 70. Now it's, you know, 20.
Yeah,
it's absolutely ridiculous. And now I hear we're getting snow coming up on Friday or Saturday.
Oh, I can't wait. We're going to put the plow on my truck, and we're getting ready to go.
Yeah, hopefully.
And we're not
good...
letting it interfere with Sarah's big party on Saturday. That
I
I'm
know.
So excited
I'm
for.
So nervous about that. I'm so excited.
Don't worry. We're going to be all good.
My party.
Now, Sarah, is this some type of party that you're able to speak to a large audience about, or is this something you want to keep on the down low?
It's a girl party. I'll just say that.
Okay. So
it's no men allowed.
Oh, no men allowed. So, Dan, do you have plans?
Oh, of course. I got my brother-in-law and my niece coming up, so I got to entertain them and my two boys.
He's got to get the kids out of here, too.
So I can't have a guy night. I got a kid night.
He's got a babysit.
All right, but I tell you what, Dan, we're going to have that guy night very soon.
Oh, it sounds good. It's been a long time coming.
Yeah, tell me about it. So Danny and Sarah, tell us a little about yourselves, your family. I mean, I've known you for eons. Well, Dan, I've known for eons. And then at the end of that, if you don't mind, just tell us about your experience with Glenn Kelly Real Estate and whatnot.
Sure. Well, we've been together for 10 years.
13 years.
Well, married for 10 years.
Married for 8.
I'm exaggerating. But she's supposed to call me out on the radio. Why would she do that?
Sorry.
She has to correct
Somebody is in the doghouse tonight.
Sorry.
Oh, my God. That was great, huh?
I have to be accurate.
That's a good way to start. So, anyway, we got two great boys. And, you know, we had a really rough patch last year. My father passed away. And, unfortunately, he had a reverse on the house. So, you know, we were lost at what to do. So I ran into Glenn right after it happened, and we, you know, rekindled the friendship, and I, you know, talked to him about our needs, and he was right there, you know, answered every question, made it very simple for us, you know, walked us through it every step of the way. I couldn't ask for a better realtor. It was a great experience, and it was fabulous. I think you had it sold in like 2 days, or you had like a couple offers
the day after it was listed, and always answered my text spec with all my crazy questions, like right away.
No, we definitely took care of you. You know, and one of the things that Danny mentioned, you know, aside from the experience, is you know, my friend just lost his father a year ago. And I got to tell you, Dan, rest in peace to your pop, who's a great man. I know you're going through a rough time and a hard time. And I tell you, you know, this guy is like an icon out there. He has a great circle of friends, you know, and everyone. That night when I caught back up with him at Water Street, you know, and I got to see his good circle of friends, every single one talk so highly of you, Dan. You know, they were just like, you're just an amazing guy and an amazing guy to have into your circle of friends.
Well, thank you very much. You
Sarah.
Too.
Sarah's an amazing girl. Thank you.
She's a lucky girl.
Yeah.
Now, is Sarah the lucky girl or is Danny the lucky guy?
Obviously, Dan is the lucky guy. Hello.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say.
Don't you remember my dancing at Water Street? Dan's the lucky one.
Yeah, there's some photos. There's some photos that did not make my Facebook page, but yeah, there's some pretty good dance moves.
Yeah, some good dance moves.
Well, your boys must get them from Mama, right? Because they are amazing little dancers.
Yeah, because they like to dance, too.
Aw.
Yeah, no, your boys are absolutely
some more of those. Yes, they are. But we're going to be seeing some more of those dance moves in February for the big party, right?
For Dan turning into an old man, 40.
Already an old man.
Hey, Dan, let me tell you this. I know we caught up at the Home Depot recently, but I'm feeling you, brother, because I just hit the big 4-0. And let me tell you, you get that extra little backache or leg ache when you get out of bed in the morning.
Oh, I sleep. I got a heating pad on right now. What are you talking about?
Yeah, you know you're getting old when you wake up and something just you hurt yourself in your sleep.
Oh, it's terrible.
Every day with him.
They need to come up with some better way, you know, a better mattress, because this just, I don't know, it's just terrible.
Yeah, absolutely not good at all. And I tell you, you know. It's such a pleasure to have you guys come on and whatnot, and be able to talk to a very, very large audience, especially, you know, not just about your experience with Glen Kelly Real Estate and whatnot, but also just to show the world that, you know, everybody here is normal. You know, everybody here has their friends, their families, their colleagues and whatnot. And I myself am truly blessed to have Danny and Sarah in my circle of friends, because you guys have been absolutely amazing. Every single event that I do, you could find these guys and their two precious kids at the events. And it's absolutely just unbelievably humbling to me. And I really do want to say thank you guys so much.
Well, thank you.
Our kids loved the event where you had Santa Claus, and they loved the one at the boardwalk you did for charity, where you had the wrestlers there and stuff. They had a lot of fun there. So it was nice that you do family stuff too, where, you know, where kids can come and, you know, that's really nice for us to do with that, with you guys too.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. That was a lot of fun. We got some other things coming up this year, and I know the most important is probably this big hyped up birthday party I keep hearing about. You know, I don't want to plug it on the air and have 1,000 people show up, but I do hear there's this huge party going on. I'm looking forward to that.
It's going to be
awesome.
So fun to do that after Dan had a rough year losing his father. I think that'll be a good way to start, you know, a new year.
Well, shout out to Glenn.
You guys have
hosting.
An awesome group of friends. I'm excited for it.
And it's going to be a lot of, friends from elementary school that I know Glenn hasn't seen in a long time. So that'll be fun.
I'm definitely looking
forward to it. We got Alex Roy. Alex
nice.
Roy's coming in from Arizona.
Awesome. It'll be a pleasure to catch up. Hopefully Alex is listening tonight. If not, he can listen to the recycle. It'll go out later on tonight. But definitely. Is there anybody else from the past coming in that I may know?
Adam.
Adam Gonzalez. Awesome. Who else do we have? No, he doesn't know Dan. Bo Yerkes.
Bo Yerkes. Nice.
Chris Ross. I'm trying to think of who else.
And then, like, my girlfriends that were at my birthday at Water Street are all coming from last year.
Oh, good. Nice.
And my sister, Dan's sister, who also was involved when, you know, you had to sell the house, you know, for their father passing. She's coming.
Maybe Chris Whitaker. He's a maybe.
No.
Nice. I tell you what, it sounds like it's going to be a really, really good time. I mean, I understand. I don't know all the particulars, but I understand Glen Kelly Real Estate is intricately involved in this. So.
Yeah, me and Sarah are plotting.
It should
the
be
Glen
absolutely
Kelly is the best.
Glen Kelly is the best.
Lord.
Gracious host.
Thank you guys so much. So listen, we got to move on, but I do want to ask you the most important question of the night. First and foremost, thank you guys so much. You know, I love both of you. Dan, with everything you've been going through, I'm here for you, buddy. I love you. You know that. You can reach out to me anytime. But the question that the whole world wants to know, 10,000 plus listeners, who is the greatest realtor of all time?
Of all time.
Glen Kelly.
Glen Kelly.
For sure.
All right. So we'll take that into a family hole as Glen Kelly Real Estate, not just me. But thank you guys so much for coming on tonight's show. You did an absolutely spot on. I mean, you guys were dynamite. Thank you so much for coming on the show, and I hope to have you on in the future too.
Awesome. Thanks, Glen. Great time. Love you, man.
Bye, Stacy.
Bye.
Yeah, much love to you guys. These guys are absolutely amazing. Danny and Sarah Venezio. These guys are just, you know, when I have a guest on and I'm talking about someone's amazing, someone's an icon, these guys are. If you're lucky enough to have these guys in your circle of friends, then you did something right, because you're truly blessed. Because that guy, Dan, that Dan would come out and fix a flat tire for his friend at 4 o'clock in the morning. He may bitch about it, but he would come out and do it. And Sarah, the same thing. I don't know if she's going to help.
Yeah, very real and genuine. Yeah. You could sense it the first time I met them. They're just so, you know, genuine.
Yeah, they're definitely outside the box as normal friends. They're just always on par. I love Danny. I love Danny and everything he's been going through and whatnot. my God, all my prayers and whatnot definitely go out to him and his family. Great guy to go through something like that, and he's doing it. You know, he's doing what he's got to do, and great wife and great kids. Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate your time coming on to Tycoon Takeover. So, Stacy, I got some questions for you. Are you ready, baby?
Yes.
Okay. So, as the assistant director of charitable affairs here at Glenn Kelly Real Estate, and also a licensed sales agent, you have a lot on your plate all the time to get things done. But your most important focus is not just buying and selling, but also on your free time, which you rarely have any of. You're responsible for hooking Glenn Kelly Real Estate up into all these sponsorships and partnerships. So what can you tell us that's coming in the near future, if anything?
Well, aside from Danny's big birthday party on February 20th, you were saying before one of our agents, Holly Nitto, she's partaking in the polar bear plunge. It's to benefit the Special Olympics. I heard that DJ Bob's also going to be there, which is awesome. It's February 20th. It starts at 9, the registration, but the actual plunge is at 1. Now, she's looking to reach her goal of $500. So if anybody wants to donate for one of our own agents, she's going to brave the freezing cold to benefit the Special Olympics. You could go to classy.org, and then just click on Find a Plunger, and then type in Holly Nitto. It's HollyNitto. And let's help Holly reach her goal of $500. It's an amazing cause, and I give her props for braving that cold. I don't know. Maybe I'll hear how she does, and I'll partake in it next year.
Well, I tell you what we'll do. Let's see how Holly survives. She's done this multiple years, always involved with charity. And let's see how she does. And, hey, if she says it's, you know, okay to do and we get another year where we get warmer weather coming into February, then me and you could jump in there, baby.
We'll get a whole team of the agents doing it. But Holly's tough. We'll see how she does first.
I nominate Michael Halasak to go in the water first before any of us, just to test it out. So if you're listening, Mike, I nominate you to test the waters out first, okay?
All right, Mike.
So we got an involvement with the company and one of our agents with the Polar Bear Plunge. What else do we have going on?
Okay, well, more will be announced about this soon, but we have a huge charity event, possibly even bigger than last year's. I know in the last show and even in this show, everybody's just constantly, as you heard with Sarah and Danny, they're talking about how much fun their kids had at last year's wrestling event. We've got more to come. We're looking for local business owners to get involved. It's a cause that's going to be revealed soon. It's going to be amazing.
Okay. So basically we got something in the hopper and you're telling our audience that it could quite possibly be than last year.
Yes, it definitely will be. And this is just one of many, what was it?
You heard it right here on Tycoon Takeover that the next biggest, gigantic charity event of all time is coming soon in 2016. You heard it right here.
Yeah, so now, it's going to be one of many events just leading up to Soulstational on July 30th in 2016. But it's going to be amazing. We're going to have local business owners involved, giveaways just as big, if not even bigger than last year.
Wow. I tell you what, I'm super excited. And as we all know, no other real estate company on the planet could match any of our charity events, hands down. And so you're telling me this one's going to be bigger than all those icons that we had in over at the Beachcomber Bar and Grill. So I'm interested to find out what this is all about. It's going to be on a future edition of Tycoon Takeover. Remember, that's every Tuesday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here. And so Soulsational is going to be July 30th at Veterans Park in Bayville. And kudos to my man Dan Leonard and Michelle Leonard. They run that whole thing there, really, Michelle. And Dan sits on the wayside there. But both of them are intricately involved and whatnot. And Glenn Kelly Real Estate is right there. We were there last year, and we are coming in this year as a premium sponsor, promoter of Soulsational. It's going to be absolutely out of this world. Mark your calendars for July 30th, Veterans Park, Soulsational. It's going to be pretty wild. I know Dan's been going on social media. He's been tagging Glenn Kelly. You know, and I can't blame him. He wants to get more hits and more likes, you know, more props to him. You know, he hasn't really reached that level of Glenn Kelly and whatnot. And I know he's trying, baby, and I love him for it. Yeah, you know, I know what it is. But you know what? We are going to have Mr. Leonard on Tycoon Takeover. We're working it out right now. Yeah. Again, just like Michael Carbone, my people are calling his people. So, you know, we will have the icon Dan Leonard here on Tycoon Takeover very soon. And we're going to talk about this gigantic charity event. And I know Stacy's putting a lot of stuff together. And one of the things that I want to overemphasize that Stacy just mentioned is that if you're a local business owner, this is your chance to shine. I mean, isn't that right, Stacy?
Yes. If you want to get involved with this big event coming up, just go to glennkelly.com and click on the events page. And then from there, just email us and, you know, let us know about your company and we'll guide you with how you could become involved with this big event.
Awesome. So there you go. Get on the glennkelly.com. Go to the events page. We'll put you in contact with Stacy if you're a local business owner. Get involved now. We'll bring you to the right people where you can become a vendor, get involved. We only got about 2 minutes left. So the beautiful Stacy Ann, we're going to let you go right now. Thank you so much for being on the show. Thank you for updating us as you do every single week here of the charity involvement here with Glenn Kelly Real Estate. Thank you, and I hope you have a great night.
Thanks, you too. Good night.
All right, night, night. All right, so wrapping up the show here, we had an awesome time. I hope everyone else did. Big props, kudos out to MC BJ, DJ Bob, Danny and Sarah Venezio. I love all you guys from the bottom of my heart. Thank you so much for coming on the show. And right now, I want to let everyone know, we have in the works right now to have TNA icon Robbie E. and the another icon, Oscar from Men on a Mission. We're working with their people to get them on Tycoon Takeover, and we'll be announced soon when they're actually going to be on the show. But we're working out the specifics right now. Robbie E. was going to be on tonight's show, but he had to go over to the UK last minute. So we're working with Robbie to move that over, but we will be on the show. And so will Oscar of Men on a Mission and many, many more celebrities and superstars, especially our own local superstars and whatnot, like Michael Carbone and whatnot. So anyway, more updates to come. I'd like to personally thank you for listening to Tycoon Takeover tonight. It was an absolute pleasure. Everyone at Glenn Kelly Real Estate would like to invite you here every Tuesday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Blog Talk Radio /Glenn Kelly. You can also visit www.glennkelly.com. Wishing everyone a happy, healthy, and prosperous new year. I love you, baby. Till next time.
Meet Glenn Kelly.
You can see their hardwood floors throughout the home. Is that Glenn Kelly?
Hey, Glenn!
Glenn is broker of record of Glenn Kelly Real Estate. Glenn's experience and determination makes him a top-producing realtor year after year. Whether residential or commercial, buying or selling, there's no one like Glenn Kelly.
I'm Glenn Kelly, and I want to be your realtor.